Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we will cover two more chapters of Isaiah, chapters 18 and 19. We'll listen to the reading from Faith Comes by Hearing of chapter 18, and then our guest reader Denise Washington Blomberg from KPOF 91 AM The Point here in Denver as she reads chapter 19. So let's get into chapter 18 and 19, starting with Faith Comes by Hearing.
Isaiah 18.
O land of whirring wings that is beyond the rivers of Cush, which sends ambassadors by the sea in vessels of papyrus on the waters. Go, you swift messengers, to a nation tall and smooth, to a people feared near and far, a nation mighty and conquering, whose land the rivers divide. All you inhabitants of the world, you who dwell on the earth, when a signal is raised on the mountains, look, when a trumpet is blown, hear. For thus the Lord said to me,
I will quietly look for my dwelling, like clear heat in sunshine, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest.
For before the harvest, when the blossom is over and the flower becomes a ripening grape, he cuts off the shoots with pruning hooks, and the spreading branches he lops off and clears away. They shall all of them be left to the birds of prey of the mountains and to the beasts of the earth, and the birds of prey will summer on them, and all the beasts of the earth will winter on them. At that time, tribute will be brought to the Lord of hosts from a people tall and smooth, from a people feared near and far, a nation mighty and conquering, whose land the rivers divide, to Mount Zion, the place of the name of the Lord of hosts.
Isaiah 19. An oracle concerning Egypt. Behold, the Lord is riding on a swift cloud and comes to Egypt. And the idols of Egypt will tremble at his presence, and the heart of the Egyptians will melt within them. And I will stir up Egyptians against Egyptians, and they will fight each against another, and each against his neighbor, city against city, kingdom against kingdom. And the spirit of the Egyptians within them will be emptied out, and I will confound their counsel, and they will inquire of the idols and the sorcerers, and the mediums and the necromancers. And I will give over the Egyptians into the hand of a hard master, and a fierce king will rule over them, declares the Lord, God of hosts. And the waters of the sea will be dried up, and the river will be dry and parched, and its canals will become foul, and the branches of Egypt's Nile will diminish and dry up, reeds and rushes will rot away. There will be bare places by the Nile, on the brink of the Nile, and all that is sown by the Nile will be parched, will be driven away and will be no more. The fishermen will mourn and lament, all who cast a hook in the Nile, and they will languish who spread nets on the water. The workers in combed flax will be in despair, and the weavers of white cotton, those who are the pillars of the land, will be crushed, and all who work for pay will be grieved. The princes of Zoan are utterly foolish. The wisest counselors of Pharaoh give stupid counsel. How can you say to Pharaoh, I am a son of the wise, a son of the ancient kings? Where then are your wise men? Let them tell you, that they might know what the Lord of hosts has purposed against Egypt. The princes of Zoan have become fools, and the princes of Memphis are deluded. Those who are the cornerstones of her tribes have made Egypt stagger. The Lord has mingled within her a spirit of confusion, and they will make Egypt stagger in all its deeds, as a drunken man staggers in his vomit. And there will be nothing for Egypt that head or tail, palm branch or reed may do. In that day the Egyptians will be like women, and tremble with fear before the hand of the Lord of hosts shakes over them. And the land of Judah will become a terror to the Egyptians. Everyone to whom it is mentioned will fear because of the purpose that the Lord of hosts has purposed against them. In that day there will be five cities in the land of Egypt that speak the language of Canaan and swear allegiance to the Lord of hosts. One of these will be called the City of Destruction. In that day there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar to the Lord at its border. It will be a sign and a witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. When they cry to the Lord because of oppressors, he will send them a savior and defender and deliver them. And the Lord will make himself known to the Egyptians, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day and worship with sacrifice and offering, and they will make vows to the Lord and perform them. And the Lord will strike Egypt, striking and healing, and they will return to the Lord, and he will listen to their pleas for mercy and heal them. And that day there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and Assyria will come into Egypt, and Egypt into Assyria, and the Egyptians will worship with the Assyrians. In that day Israel will be the third with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth, whom the Lord of hosts has blessed, saying, Blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance.
Back in my journal in 1991, I wrote about these chapters. Not much going on here. These chapters are not easily understood. Need to know a lot of history to relate to this. You may feel the very same after listening to chapters 17 and 18. 10 years later, in 2001, I wrote a one-liner, Judgment on Nations. As a true prophet of God, it all had to come true. And 10 more years later, in 2011, I wrote, Egypt will turn to the Lord? Was this ever fulfilled, or is it still prophetic? Chapter 18 is an oracle concerning Cush. In my footnote in my ESV study Bible, it says Cush, also known as Nubia or Ethiopia, though not the same as modern Ethiopia, designates a region of northeast Africa along the Nile, which corresponds to present-day southern Egypt and northern Sudan, and is located northwest of present-day Ethiopia. The interesting thing about chapter 18 is it's referring to Gentile nations. Look at verse 3 and 4. All you inhabitants of the world who dwell on the earth, when a signal is raised on the mountains, look. When a trumpet is blown, hear. And then Isaiah projects into the future once again. Look at verse 7. At that time, tribute will be brought to the Lord of hosts, from a people tall and smooth, from a people feared near and far, a nation mighty and conquering, whose land the rivers divide, to Mount Zion, the place of the name of the Lord of hosts. So in the future, on that day, Gentiles will praise the Lord. Chapter 19 is an oracle concerning Egypt. Egypt will suffer under the judgment of the Lord. Let's look at a couple of verses. Verse 2, And I will stir up Egyptians against Egyptians, and they will fight each other against another, and each against his neighbor, city against city, kingdom against kingdom, and the spirit of the Egyptians within them will be emptied out, and I will confound their counsel. Verse 4, And I will give over the Egyptians into the hand of a hard master, and a fierce king will rule over them, declares the Lord God of hosts. Verse 12, Where then are your wise men? Let them tell you, that they might know what the Lord of hosts has purposed against Egypt. Verses 14 and 15, The Lord has mingled within her a spirit of confusion, and they will make Egypt stagger in all its deeds, as a drunken man staggers in his own vomit, and there will be nothing for Egypt that head or tail, palm branch or reed may do. But again, Isaiah projects past all this into the future. Let's look at verse 19. In that day there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar to the Lord at its border. It will be a sign and a witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. When they cry to the Lord because of oppressors, he will send them a savior and a defender and deliver them. And the Lord will make himself known to the Egyptians, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day and worship with sacrifice and offering, and they will make vows to the Lord and perform them. And the Lord will strike Egypt, striking and healing, and they will return to the Lord, and he will listen to their pleas for mercy and heal them. And the chapter concludes with this verse. In that day Israel will be the third with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth, whom the Lord of hosts has blessed, saying, Blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance. Well, on the day of this recording, that is certainly not the case. But what a glorious future it will be when Egypt, Assyria, and Israel all worship the Lord. when God calls Egypt my people, and Assyria the work of my hands, and Israel my inheritance. What a day that will be. Hallelujah. In the midst of judgment, Isaiah always brings hope. I hope these chapters have encouraged you today. If you're in the midst of a downward spiral with the Lord, there's hope. Come back to the Lord. His arms are open and he will receive you. Father, we thank you for the hope we receive from reading your word. Though these prophetic words have not necessarily come to pass in our lifetime yet, they still may. And when they do, the world will know that you are God. There is no other. Blessed be your name, the name in whom we pray. Amen.